Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful Hanukkah, getting ready for New Year's. I was just off a couple days, and I cannot believe all the stuff that happened. I worked a lot. I was pretty busy with patients, a lot of COVID, things like that. But the biggest thing I accomplished over our winter break or our Christmas break was I lost 10 pounds. Now, I know many of you have suggested that I go on these weight loss medications, and thank you for the suggestion. Thank you for that. And I can't go on those weight loss medications because I have already enough issues with my bowels. I can't get nauseous any more than I do. I don't want any gastroparesis because I've had so many abdominal surgeries that my bowels are already kind of scarred up and messed up, and I just... It just wouldn't work for me. And I also don't want to start a weight loss medication that you can't afford and you can't stay on and then get the rebound weight. Well, the one thing I did differently, even though I've talked about this on air all the time, but I had trouble sticking with it. I was able to stick with it over the last 7 days. And it's a type of aversion therapy you could do at home. I don't want you spending money. I don't want you, you know, buying products and signing up for things and having your credit card run. You could actually lose the weight on your own for free if you know how to manipulate yourself. I said manipulate. Okay, this is a clean show. And so I noticed that there are certain things around my house that make me nauseous, turn me off to food, such as looking in the mirror. I could look in the mirror, and I don't want to eat. I don't look in the mirror a lot because I don't like looking at myself. But for those of you that need something to turn off your appetite, there you go. Do a screenshot. You got me. But I found that there are certain odors that if I got hungry and I would smell that odor or I would look at something, that hunger craving went away. See, I've said this so many times on air. The reason why we have an obesity epidemic is not, it's multifaceted. We got the fast food, we're sitting, we're working from home. But a big thing is we stopped smoking. We used to use smoking to stay slim. I never smoked, but in my family and generations behind, when they got hungry, they would go and reach for a cigarette. So getting hungry and having an appetite and getting that itch is something we need to know how to curb. Now, why are these weight loss medications like Wegovy, which is the weight loss FDA-approved drug of Ozempic, the diabetic medication, GLP-1 agonist, or Zepbound, which is the Mounjaro counterpart, how are those working? Well, because they make you feel like you're full. And they also, in a way, turn you off to food. They slow the transit. They make you less hungry. So they're manipulative. They work, but they only work as long as you're on them and as long as you can pay for them and get the insurance to pay for them or as long as they're in supply. And so for those of you that don't qualify for those medications or don't want the rebound, a cheaper, more effective way to long-term keep the weight off is if you could mentally, and I know some of you are saying, I already tried mentally. I don't know if you've tried it this way. Now, if you could see something or smell something that immediately turns that craving off. Now, we could call it aversion therapy. We could call it distraction therapy. But if I smell hard-boiled eggs, doesn't make me hungry. Now, if I smell chocolate, if I smell a nice baked roll with butter, I'm going to get hungry. So I should have go-to things that if I'm like, I want to eat, I want to reach for something, I want to eat, I want to, then you open up the bag and you smell it. Now, don't have rotting food in your fridge. Don't make yourself vomit. We don't want any bulimia behavior or eating disorder behavior. But if you are, okay, I just saw something on TV, and it looked good, like the Baconator with the, I'm not a big, is that Burger King? Who does the Baconator? Maybe it's Wendy's. I don't know. There's like a pretzel bun. You show me a pretzel, I'm there. Well, desensitize yourself to that. If that's on the TV, shut it off. Or go and smell that bag of eggs. Or Brussels sprouts. Or a vegetable. If you can eat the vegetable, that's even better, because that will make you full. Drinking water is crucial. And I tell everybody to drink a glass of water. I learned that from Weight Watchers, to drink a glass or two of water before eating. But sometimes you're still hungry. You still got that craving. So you need to tweak that craving. So you need to find what makes you sick. Same thing with, okay, I have a house full of pets. I got cats and dog. They stink. I mean, when they're washed and clean, they're good, but they're potty box. So what I did is when I started to get hungry, I went and cleaned out one of their potty boxes. And I noticed I wasn't hungry anymore. Now, I clean a potty box with a mask because I don't want to breathe in all the things. But honestly, looking at what Shaky Boo does, my 17-year-old cat, Lord have mercy, that could turn anybody off. And even if you don't have something around the house or you don't have a screenshot of me to make you sick, I don't want to make you sick per se, but in terms of to avert you to food, grab a picture. Find something online that is so unappealing that makes you not want to eat. Now, some of you say, Dr. Dahlia, this is so brilliant. I can't take all the credit, because one thing I had learned years ago is to take a picture of yourself in a bathing suit that's not very attractive and have that at your workspace at work, or have it near your, so when you have cravings, you just see yourself and go, oh, hell no, I'm not eating. So we've been doing aversion therapy for decades, centuries, to try to get people to lose weight. But I noticed for me, it was certain smells. And I have been able to curb my appetite. Now, I know it's only been about a week or so, and I've only lost 10 pounds, and maybe a lot of it is water weight, but I'm going to keep trying to turn myself off, all right? So I might be posting more selfies, not good selfies, just so I could look at Facebook and go, no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning in breaking news, if you haven't heard, the Michigan Supreme Court has rejected a case to remove former President Trump from the 2024 ballot. Unlike what happened in Colorado, the Michigan Supreme Court today said, They are not going to do that based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Now, the reason why Colorado narrowly passed that in their, through their Supreme Court is they said that former President Trump violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment where he engaged in insurrection or rebellion. And so other states are saying, well, we'll do the same thing. We'll follow what Colorado did. Michigan said no. They didn't even want to entertain the case. They argued that Trump should be left They said if Trump is left off the ballot, he said it should not be persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court, meaning they don't want a part of that. So Michigan Court of Appeals this month rejected challenges to Trump's spot on the state's primary ballot. In a 3-0 opinion that cited Michigan law, the appellate court said who to place on the primary ballot is determined by the political parties and the individual candidates. Courts in Arizona and Minnesota have also ruled against similar efforts to get Trump kicked off the ballot. The Minnesota Supreme Court last month dismissed a petition by a group of voters to ban Trump from the 2024 GOP primary and general election ballots, saying Minnesota law did not bar major parties from putting even ineligible candidates on the primary ballot. So, you know, you could put Mickey Mouse on the ballot if you need to, depending on the state and their state constitutions. So not sure how that went through in Colorado, but other states looks like do not find that legal path to be something that's justifiable. What is a question that many people are having is if you question what happened in an election in your city or state, are people going to accuse you of insurrection and rebellion? And it's obviously it's very subjective, and I'm not here to hash out what happened January 6th. And, you know, we always see rallies after elections. We just never see people storm the Capitol. So, yes, it's a unique situation. But was it Trump that led them? Was it Trump that told them to go? Now, and that's what's being debated. And, you know, I think we have every election had individuals rally saying, not my president. I mean, how many times do we hear that from Hillary Clinton? We've had people say, well, wait a second, dead people voted. And we have had in every election, dead people vote. There has been shenanigans in elections. I have, though, never had an issue with an election, with my own personal vote until this last election, and with mail-in ballots, where they said I've never voted, or I asked them to purge all my voting records, which never happened. That was an outright lie. And half my family didn't get mail-in ballots. So I am concerned. And when I talk about it, I'm not inciting insurrection. I'm just saying, look, guys, we might not have a perfect process with our elections, and we better maintain election integrity for our democracy and for the health of the country. And so what I think a lot of people are concerned about from a psychological standpoint is, are they going to be punished for speaking out? And many people felt that way. Many people feel that they couldn't say, look, what the hell happened here? We saw videos of ballots not opened post-election. In fact, last summer in Baltimore, one of the post offices had a bunch of 2022 sealed mail-in ballots that hadn't gotten to their destination. And they were sitting in a Baltimore post office. Even if this was all accidental, you know, you have a right to go, maybe we need to rethink how to do elections a little bit more cleaner and safer and with more integrity, because mail-in ballots were only designed for the few thousand that couldn't get to the polls, that either were overseas, were in a hospital, were physically unable to. It wasn't supposed to be for the average person that runs to Walmart. And so, yeah, there's a chance that a vote might not go through. But the fact that you could vote in person, and then when you follow that website, says vote not found, ballot not found, those are concerns. And I think we do have a right to ask, whether you're Democrat, Republican, there should be no Democrat or Republican or Independent or Green Party or any other party that doesn't want a fair election. Now, we end up going, well, it went our way, so we're happy. But, or it didn't go our way, so we're unhappy. But, you know, to say, look, we're going to now dissect out and surgically remove certain people so they can't run, it looks fishy. Who's that, George? Who was the one that just got kicked out of Congress for lying and pretending he was Jewish and went to Wharton School of Business and all that? Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I want to get the name right, and I apologize. See, this is what happens when you lose weight. who's the woman? Santos, George Santos. I believe that if somebody wants him on the ballot, he could go on the ballot. Even with him being kicked out of Congress. McCarthy being removed as, you know, House Speaker. These individuals can run for office. But there's all this effort to remove Trump that starts to look a little fishy. And we want to know if what Trump did was what people, if people feel that Trump did do that, then he will not be elected. And the problem I have is people look at one side versus another side as mentally ill. You keep hearing this. You hear people make fun of liberals. You hear people make fun of conservatives. You know, those who support Make America Great Again, those who support Biden. And we now have a population who feel they have degrees in psychiatry. And they feel that if an individual is voting for one or the other, they're mentally ill and we should remove their right to vote. Okay, that starts to get scary. If you want to have a gun to protect your family and not have somebody like Beto O'Rourke suggested, now having police go to everybody's house, which is dangerous for the police, to remove people's guns, or however else he worded it during the Democratic primary, people are accusing those individuals of being unsafe in the mind or mentally ill. I love my family. I would think it's more concerning if somebody said, you know what, to take the kids and go. Just leave the dog. See, to me, that would be a little, suspect. But you saying, I'm putting my life in front of my kids and I'm going to protect them no matter what. And I had to. There was somebody in my house. So I stood in front of their door. I had the shotgun. I cocked it. Told the guy to get the heck out, although I used different language, of course, that I can't repeat on air. Luckily, he left. He went back out the doggy door. We called the police. Police actually found him. He stole a neighbor's car. But thank God I was able to protect my kids. Who knows what would have happened that night? But somebody says if you want to own a gun, you're mentally ill. Okay, stop being psychiatrists. There are people who like President Biden and who feel the President Biden presidency was good for them. They're not mentally ill. If they did well with Biden being president, either because of the economy flips or because of entitlements, or then they have a right to feel that way. This is America. And go ahead and vote for Biden. That's what makes America so great. Or that's what used to be so good about America. If you really wanted a candidate, and you could vote for them, the vote might not add up to a majority, but you have the right to vote without any sort of ramifications. Your vote is private because you go to the booth, you put in the vote, you leave. Nobody's tracing it to your mailbox. Nobody's peeking at little holes in your envelope. Can somebody explain what those holes in the ballot envelopes are for? That seem to align with certain, you have to fold it a certain way or add a piece of paper if you want protection. So, I want a country that's free. I want a country that has ideas on all sides. I don't want a communist or fascist country or you all believe just one way. I understand that some people have ideas that I think could hurt the country. But we have to have common sense, and we have to hope that the average voter has common sense. But to try to remove their choice, can't do it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Navy shot down anti-ship ballistic missiles yesterday that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi. It was the first time the Navy shot down incoming anti-ship ballistic missiles in combat. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he is tired of preaching about immigration taking over the city. He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months and only now are people starting to pay attention and that the federal government isn't doing their job. China says it's banning a United States research company and two people who have reported extensively on claims of human rights abuses committed against several Muslim minority groups in the country. Severe weather continuing to create challenges across the nation's midsection and large metros along the East Coast. Flooding expected on the East Coast today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys are breathing a sigh of relief as your relatives are leaving town. Listen, we're honest on this show, okay? I think family is amazing. This blood is thicker than water, I think is true in many cases, but having friends that I'm closer to than family and seeing drama with family and seeing manipulation and using and, you know, only reaching out because they want something, I get. For those of you that are like, I'm not really loving the family, it's okay to talk about that. You know, the reason why my show exists One is because of you guys. Thank you. And GCN and the great producers like Brad today, who's producing the show. But it's because there's a lot of things that nobody's comfortable talking about. And when I had my practice, before I closed it to teach and do full-time radio and other things, I was the type of doctor that would bring up topics and allow people to talk about things they didn't think they could talk about. Now, maybe it's because when I went to medical school at UNR School of Medicine and UCLA, they gave us such a good background in psychology. But how many times have you gone to a doctor who talked about their own colonoscopy? Or, their own mammogram or their own, doctors used to be, I'm a god, you listen to me, don't ask me questions, I'll tell you what to do. And I did medicine as a conversation. And if I'm telling you to go and get your colonoscopy and you're like, oh, hell no, I need to understand why you're saying hell no. Now, I talked to you guys about the three E's, engage, educate, and enlist. So I call it the three E's, but it's something we always do in life. Your kid doesn't want to eat the vegetables. No, I don't eat my vegetables. So daddy's sitting there with his muscles, let's say. And you go, do you want to look like daddy? Daddy's got a lot of muscles. Ooh, well, that's engaging. Yeah, I want muscles like daddy. All right, now I engage them. Now I got to educate them. Well, daddy, if you notice, he's eating a lot of vegetables. He's exercising, and he's listening to mommy. He just educated them. Now enlist. So eat your vegetables. That's how we do it. E-E-E. Engage, educate, enlist. Okay. Do you want to listen to my show? Do you want to buy this product? And we're going to have a sale. Ooh. Now all these bright colors, sale. Okay, you got me. I'm engaged. Now you educate them. Come in today and tomorrow for the after Christmas sale. We're offering this price off, this price, this off. And you see all the education. And then so, come in tomorrow only, 2 days only. Come in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow to the radio show. That's your enlist. So, I'm not going to engage you guys by saying, family's wonderful, friends are wonderful, Christmas is wonderful, Hanukkah's wonderful. Okay, you're not going to talk about it. I'm not going to tell you, go get your colonoscopy and you're going to listen. But if I say, I've had colonoscopies also, and they weren't pretty or fun. Well, now you're engaged. Why? Well, when I had to go in for my colonoscopy the very first time, I noticed they only had a little doppel of KY that was supposed to lubricate the whole entire scope, and I start screaming, oh, hell no. Where the hell, why are you being, chintzing out on, you should be springing for a lot more KY. And then, they put me under and I went through it. So obviously I educate, but the colonoscopy is the only test out there that actually can cure as it screens. Because if you have polyps, it will remove the polyps so they never can turn into colon cancer. Because all colon cancer starts from a polyp. Not all polyps turn to colon cancer, but all colon cancer starts from a polyp. And they remove the polyp. That polyp can never turn to cancer. There's your education. So now enlist, the final E. So meet with the gastroenterologist and talk about your colon cancer screening. It's what we do all the time. So my show, for those of you who are new to the show, is there are topics that a lot of people don't want to bring up. You might not like your religion. You might not like your gender. You might not like your president. You might not like your neighbors. You might not like your country. You might not like something. And you're afraid to say it because people are like, oh, we talk about that here. Right? Because that's real life. I don't think I know one person who says everybody in their family is the most amazing person out there. It is okay to have family members that you might not get along with. My husband has a family member that every time he sees me, he grabs my butt. I don't want to see that person. Quit grabbing my butt. And the reason why is we've seen real people. We see what real people do. And real people, aren't always awesome. Now, I had a parent say they really favor one child more than another, and they were freaked out by it. Now, I love both my children equally, but do I enjoy doing some things with one more than another and vice versa? Absolutely. One of my children I could watch movies with, I could do music with, and another child I could do other things with. And so, yes. And I've told parents, you could do mommy and me days. I used to always think you had to take both kids out equally. Sometimes it's really helpful to have a mommy and me day with just one of them. One of them's with daddy or the other partner, one's with you. And then you switch. And they get some real alone time because younger kids always have to compete with older kids. Older kids always feel parents distracted by the younger kid. It's okay to do that. And you're not going to show favoritism. Now, if you're taking one to Disneyland and the other to Target, that might be a question. And kids will always look to see if one is favored. Well, you yell at so-and-so less than you yell at me. Well, does so-and-so do X, Y, and Z? Okay, stop doing X, Y, and Z. Don't do stupid. I mean, I've always been honest with my kids, and they don't feel I favor one of them. Okay? Because when I yell at them, it's pretty public. So they're like, you see, I just yelled at so-and-so. I got that. I even yell at your daddy. So for those of you going, look, I'm not as excited about the holidays. It's been rough. That's what I think the average person feels. And it's not evil to think that. You're not dishonoring your father and mother. Boy, people bring that up. I am not honoring my mother and father when I don't want to hang out with them. And I don't like being around them. The average person doesn't want to be around their parents. Yes, parents could be very taxing. You're not violating the Bible. Honoring is subjective, how you honor them. You can honor them a variety of ways, but it doesn't mean you have to do everything they want. So you have a question. You feel like something is, you're different. You feel like you might not think what the average person thinks, but you're alone because you can't bring it up. Bring it up. This is one reason why social media is so popular. Because somebody, I do this a lot, I'll put, that flag, mark safe. You know how you put mark safe after a fire or a hurricane? But I also use the mark safe for funny memes. Mark safe from not having to look at, Hunter Biden naked pictures. Mark safe from not having to, whatever. And I do that because if other people are thinking that and they're afraid to say something, I'm saying it. It's okay. You could have any opinion you like, as long as it's not racist or murderous or... No. You know how I feel. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many questions I've gotten has been surrounding the percentage of the population who is LGBTQAI+, and how new statistics are showing how Gen Z is over 20%, which means 1 in 5 individuals who were born between 1995 and 2010 identify as LGBTQAI+. Yet, USA Today reports that there's only 5% of U.S. adults who are LGBTQ. And that is a still an uptick in numbers. But the young people age 18 to 24 are much more likely to identify. And these numbers are not 100% accurate because these are based on people identifying. Meaning if somebody doesn't want to come out, they're married, or if they're in a generation or if they're in a part of the country where they don't feel comfortable coming out, they might not say. But it's still a large number. And so when people ask, why is the number rising? And what is leading to the rise? You know, if in the animal kingdom there is such a strong Darwinian pressure to reproduce and to make more cubs, make more fish, make more, what would be the evolutionary advantage for the human species to have more relationships that are not going to result in progeny? And so, you know, as a physician and a bio major, and you know, it's something that has been fascinating. In medical school, we learned that the average 1 in 6 males had experimented with homosexuality. 1 in 8 identified. And so 1 in 8, you're looking at 12.5% of the population. So the numbers vary. For, you know, looking at 20-some percent of Gen Zs, or 12.5% of men, or 5% of the population, you know, the numbers are going to vary. But the take-home is we have a growing population of individuals who identify as LGBTQAI+. Now, I'm not surprised by that, because there are, in that LGBTQ AI plus range and demographic, you could have individuals who do not want to be called a girl, called a boy. They want to buck the gender stereotypes. And so they may want heterosexual sex or homosexual sex or, you know, but they are identifying more as, I'm gender fluid. So today I want to be female, tomorrow I want to be male, or I don't want to be male or female. I just want to be me. And you are going to see a huge uptick in individuals in that category. And they may want to be supportive of the LGBTQAI+ community, so they will identify with them and add to the growing number. And so, you know, as a physician, as a girl that couldn't stand Barbie dolls and, you know, the girl toys, I always wanted to play with the boys in the neighborhood and the boy toys. And I wasn't necessarily a tomboy because I still liked pink and I still liked wearing skirts. But I really got bothered with skirts if I couldn't wear shorts underneath. Let me wear shorts. You know, I didn't want to have to sit like a lady. I hated that. You have to sit like a lady. Do I? Don't burp. If you got to burp, you burp. I mean, holding in your gas, I understand there's a time and place, but no wonder there's so much IBS in the female population. You gotta burp it out. You gotta toot it out. These are girl toys. These are boy toys. I'd rather play with the Transformers growing up. I'd rather play with the big wheel. And so I don't mind the, let's not call this a boy, you know, for boys, it's for girls. I think we really should have, we're doing away with these stereotypes. You know, that's a girl job. There's a woman role. I don't like any of that. That's ridiculous. You know, now, you know, is there a difference between men and women athletically? Yes. On the whole, absolutely. Are there some things, you know, we saw four women, female cops, and they might have been fantastic law enforcement officers, but four women could not subdue one suspect. You know, that, yeah, there might be differences in strength, in height, in ability to compete with biological males. That's okay to talk about. That's not being anti-LGBTQAI+. But the question that's on people's minds is there anything environmentally that's causing a rise and LGBTQAI+. And so, you know, I can't stand these conversion classes and things like that, or don't hang out with this person because then you'll be gay or you'll be straight. Or no, if you want to be with somebody and you are sexually attracted to somebody, okay, or something, okay, that is innate. And so, you know, nobody could tell me to be straight. I've always wanted to be straight. I've loved men. Even as a little girl, I just wanted to be around men. I kissed men. I did not like hanging out with girls. I just wanted to be around the boys. And I kissed a lot of boys. I think I had 3 boyfriends in kindergarten. We would be kissing on the playground. I don't understand. That was just me. And that was an environmental. Trust me, I had mom and dad yelling at me to stop doing that. But I wanted to kiss boys. That was me. And so, you know, I'm straight. That's who I am. But do we have a growing population because we are being very general in terms of, you know, you don't have to be girl, boy. You don't have to identify. And then if that's the case, and you have a lot of people saying, quit calling me a girl, you know, I'm Mary, you know, or I'm Bob, I'm Billy, I'm who I am, right? Then yes, that population is going to grow. You know, people always ask, is there a lot more inclination of people? Was it Marilyn Manson who said every woman is one drink away from being a lesbian? I don't agree with that. I think there are, you know, if you really are attracted to a woman, that's more innate. That wouldn't be something that I think alcohol would do. But if you have no issues having sex with a woman or man or whatever, alcohol could reduce your inhibitions. So the community is going to grow as we have more individuals that may not want to identify as a traditional heterosexual individual, but I don't think we're having more individuals prefer or manipulated into being with a certain person, shall we say. You know, you love who you love. Anne Hetch is a perfect example. You know, she was married, then I think she dated Ellen DeGeneres, she was in love with Ellen DeGeneres. Then I think she was married again to a man. You know, who you love is who you want to be with and who you want to be intimate with. And people fall in love with, you know, hopefully you are intimate with, you know, animals and things like that. You know, hopefully you understand societal constraints, right? And, you know, animal instinct takes over to say, no, that's, you're not supposed to do that with animals. But in terms of people, now I see that all the time. I've seen people force themselves to be in relationships where they are to the outside world straight, but they don't want to be with that person. And they have somebody else that they want to be with. I've seen heterosexuals do that with other heterosexuals. They're married, but they have somebody on the side. So it's very fluid. But to answer some of your questions, yes, the population is rising as we are redefining and having other definitions, and as people feel more open to come out and talk about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.